Okay, so let's continue a little bit of the history. Okay, let me just get my notes over here. So we ended up by saying that there are many, many different mefarshim. The Ramchal lived in Tav Samech Zayin till Tav Kuf Zayin. Ramchal doesn't need any introduction. We all know the Ramchal wrote many, many different svarim, which give us a very, very interesting look to how he understood the the Arizal. Like we know that there's four different perspectives, four major different perspectives. How great people understood the Arizal. The Ramchal had a perspective. The Baal Shem Tov had a perspective. The Gaon Mivilna had a different perspective, and the Rashash had a different perspective. What the Arizal was telling us, they all come to the same realization. But in a different way. How bedrachim, there are many, many different ways, but all, you know, different ways up to the mountain, but they all get up to the top of the mountain at the end of the day. Okay, maybe we'll speak about more at length. I have a whole share on that, on what are the four different main branches of Kabbalah that we study. Okay, and then after that you have the Ramchal that lived maybe 300 years ago, the Rashash, Tavkuf to Tavkuf Lamed Zayin, Tavkuf Lamed Zayin, that lived 300 years ago. The Rashash, the Gaon, also very similar times, very very similar times. And we know the Gaon Mivilna had a great student called Rav Chaim Volozhin, who wrote a fantastic sefer called Nefesh Chaim, also a pirush on Kabbalah, on the Zohar basically, and also brings a lot of the Arizal. Then you have Rav Shlomo Malko, who was called, in short, the Shemin. Shemin, one, again, just I'm throwing out names, 290 years ago, also a very, very big player. The Shemin, Shlomo Malko, Taf Ayin to Taf Kuf Mem Chet. After that, you have the Mishnat Chasadim, very important, very famous sefer in Kabbalah, again, a summary of the Etz Chaim, Mishnat Chasadim. Often quoted, around 270 years ago. His name was Rabbi Emanuel Chai Riki. You had the Dvash, the Divrei Shalom, who's 237 years ago, Tavkuf Lamed Hei to Tavkuf Pei Zayin. He, the Dvash, you can see quoted a lot in the Haggah, in the Etz Chaim, is a Nechid, the grandchild of the Rashash. His name was Rabbi Fal Avram Shalom Sharabi. Again, the nechid, the grandson of Rav Shalom Sharabi, has his own sefer called Divrei Shalom, a very important sefer, more for advanced learning of the Etz Chaim. After that, we'd say you have the Yafesh Shah. Yafesh Shah was 187 years ago. He was Niftan Tavkuf Pei Zayin. The Yafesh Shah is a tremendous, tremendous mefarish that we use all the time. And he wrote a pirush on the Etz Chaim at length. His marich extremely is marich, and also on the also wrote on the Shah Kavanas and other pirush on the Etz Chaim, which help us immensely understand the Arizal. Horat Shah is his. And other svarim which help us a lot. Then around 175 years ago, in Tavkuf Tzadiv Zayin, Tavresh Samach Tes, you had the Ben Ish Chai of Yosef from Baghdad. He's very famous, doesn't need any introduction. Wrote many pirushim on halacha. But in this context, he wrote a lot of pirushim on the Etz Chaim and on the Otzot Chaim. Again, his own different take on this understanding of the Arizal. He's basically based on the Mahalach of the Rashash. Now in Tavrish Aleph to Tavrish Pei Vov, you have who's what's called the Leshem Shbo Uchloma. Leshem is a very important pirush. I'd say a very unique pirush. Of the Etz Chaim. Why is that unique? Because I have a unique perspective, and I don't see anybody else having this perspective. Very, very deep. those who like to deal in depth with the mysterious worlds of the Kabbalah, he goes into it. He has four chalakim. One is biurim, which is goes in depth into the Etz Chaim, which is phenomenal. Asks all the questions like Rabbi Akiva Eger would ask questions. On Shas, the Leshem comes and tears apart the Leshem, the Etz Chaim, and goes into depth, asking stirot and as miyashiv things, and very much a tremendous bikiyut on the whole inyan. You can see sholet on all the inyanim, not only in the Etz Chaim, but also in the Gaon Mivilnas, all his Kabbalistic works, and also on the Sefer Yetzira, the Zohar, very, very big buck in all these inyanim. He wrote four Pirushim, and one again, four Svarim, one is called Birurim on the Etz Chaim, then you have Sefer Deah, Sefer Klalim, and Sefer Akadosh, it's called, Akdamas V'Sha'arim. Very, very important Pirushim. It's known, people want to get into these inyanim, start off with learning these inyanim through Hakdamas V'Sha'arim of the Leshem. You also have very important pirush again. All these are very important pirush. About Petaya Sefer Beit Lechem Yehuda. If I'm not mistaken, now there are four, maybe possibly five chalakim now in Etz Chaim. Crucial your understanding of Etz Chaim again. And then another crucial pirush again. He lived 150 years ago, 133 years ago, with somebody called the Kerem Shlomo. Kerem Shlomo again. These are svarim that we leave on our desks. You know, these are svarim. I can't say one's more important than the other. Kerem Shlomo, no doubt, one of the most used svarim on Etz Chaim. The most clear. It's like, what can I say? The Rashi on the Etz Chaim. You know, it's so flows tremendous. Living Tavresh Lametes, Tavshin Aleph, tremendous Rav Salmon Eliyahu, the great grandfather of the great Eliyahu. We know that the chief rabbi of Eretz Israel, this was his grandfather, great grandfather. Now, this is not a complete list, by far there are a lot more, but these are the main mefarshim. Now, when you turn to learning the more the practical sides of the Kabbalah, which is called the Siddur, learning of the Siddur of the Rashash, where you get into the Kavanas, the Yehudim, then you have a whole set of mefarshim there. Then maybe we'll go into that some other time, when we get closer to the time of learning the Pirush on the Siddurim. So that's very, very important. Now, I'll just tell you a little story just to end off. Yeah, the Kerem Shlomo was one of the was a great businessman. Maybe I've told you this, just tell you again. It was a great businessman, very affluent family in Baghdad. And he was a secular man. He wasn't religious. And he was on his way to do business, a big business deal. He was going to take a long, long travel on the boat for, I don't know, many, many months. And he felt important to, you know, say bye to the rabbi as he's passing the yeshiva. You know, get a blessing from the rabbi is always a good thing. So he walks into the yeshiva, and who is he see? Lo and behold, that's the Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai asks, "What are you doing? What are your businesses?" And Ben Ish Chai is known to have Gilui Eliyahu. He wasn't just a normal rabbi; he was a very spiritual man. And not everybody is zochet to have Eliyahu Navi come to him and teach him Torah. You know, we're talking the likes of the Arizal had this Gilui. So Ben Shai is known to have these Baal Ruach HaKodesh and so on and so forth. So he went up to the Ben Shai, and Ben Shai obviously saw into his neshama and saw this man's going to be a great man, a very learned man. So he did his utmost to convince him to stay in the yeshiva for a few days, delay his trip, learn a little bit of Torah together with him, and Basov, to make a long story short, he did teshuvah and turned around and went back home, and he told his wife, "That's it, I'm stopping my business career right now. I'm going to focus a little bit on my learning, a little bit." I mean, he dedicated his whole life into learning and became a great, great mefarish of a great Talmid Chacham, a great mefarish, to explain the Etz Chaim. Now, interesting, he says himself that the pirush that he wrote is five halakim. It's quite extensive. Unfortunately, it doesn't go it doesn't go further than the Shamokim is as far as he goes. Sha'anach, Shamokim doesn't go very far into the Etz Chaim. That's as far as he got in his pirush. Now, he writes that this pirush is only according to pshat. That's very deep and very intricate, and he brings a lot of rashash and so on and so forth, which is very, very deep, and he calls it pshat, interesting enough. He goes, but if you had seen my pirush on the Etz Chaim al Pisod, then you'd be impressed. He goes, this pirush that I wrote is for the Balabatim, he writes. Okay, we're all Balabatim. Then he goes, but if you had seen my pirush that I wrote on Sod, then that's for the real Talmid Chachamim. That I was megalit to you things that, you know, your eyes would pop out of your head if you had read it. But unfortunately, Ba'amonot HaRabim, it got all burnt away. The Svarim Min HaShemayim weren't supposed to be megale, and his whole house burned down with all his pirush, and he was very, very upset. But obviously, being a big Talmid Chacham, he accepted it. Be'ava, that it obviously wasn't time to reveal these great secrets of Kabbalah to us. And unfortunately, Ba'amonot HaRabim, we went zochet to see these great pirushim of his. But he just wanted to let us know there is much, much, and we're just scratching the surface. Even though those are very, very advanced and we've learned many, many years. Nevertheless, again, still scraping the surface over here. Which is very interesting. Okay, so maybe we'll just stop it there. And then maybe then next time what we'll do, we'll go through the list of the Sfarim, which are critical to have on your desk, those who are interested in continuing their pursuit of learning Kabbalah in a serious manner. Various Sfarim which are very important to have. A little bit of the history of how the Sfarim came about. Slowly but surely, we'll discuss the relationship Rav Chaim Vital had with his Rebbe, and how long he learned with him, and what came out from that learning. And then, Tashem, after that, we'll discuss again more in depth the four Mahalchim of the Mefarshim, how they understood the Arizal, and how they applied to the daily Avodah Tashem. Okay, so I think we'll stop it here for now then.
Thanks very much, Rabbi.
Okay, not a problem.